Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, Tuesday evening between President Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden, ended like it started, contentious, breaking down shortly after the start, with Trump interrupting Biden on several occasions and Biden calling the president a clown and a liar. President Trump danced around a question from moderator Chris Wallace about whether he was willing to condemn white supremacists and military groups. Trump said he wants peace before eventually telling one group known as the Proud Boys to stand back, stand by. The event in Cleveland, Ohio comes as Biden maintains a 7 percentage point advantage over Trump in the polls. Depending on the rush to confirm Amy Coney Barrett by the Senate before Election Day, Mr. Trump said, "We have the Senate and we have the White House, and we have a phenomenal nominee respected by all. We won the election, and therefore, we have the right to choose her." Biden responded, "We should wait. We should wait and see what the outcome of this election is." During another exchange, Trump said he has done more in 47 months than Biden has done in 47 years in politics. While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could lose the popular vote but still win enough of state electoral votes to claim victory. Both candidates have two more debates before the November 3rd election, which they both agreed may not be decided on that date. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, says VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle of President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, who met with several Republican senators Tuesday ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing next month. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September the 18th at the age of 87. National polls indicate most Americans share that perspective. North Korea gave no indication Tuesday that it has moved any closer to denuclearization in its statement during the final day of the UN General Assembly. The administration of President Donald Trump has demanded complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization from the rogue nation, but two summits between the leaders have not brought any tangible progress toward that goal, and their once warm personal relationship appears to have grown colder. Well, the World Health Organization announced Tuesday it would investigate newly released reports of alleged sexual exploitation and abuse against Congolese individuals perpetrated by the WHO's Ebola aid workers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The majority of the accounts said the numerous men frequently plied women with drinks and either had propositioned them, forced them to have sex in exchange for a job, or terminated their contracts when they refused. Most women who participated in the investigation said they were unaware of how to report instances of sexual exploitation or abuse. A WHO spokeswoman told investigators it was reviewing a small number of sexual abuse or exploitation reports in the Congo and encouraged the women involved to contact the organization directly. Well, Britain and Canada have imposed sanctions on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko and his son and other top officials for allegedly rigging the country's presidential election and committing acts of violence against protesters. The sanctions are the first imposed by major Western powers against the government officials. The sanctions subject them to immediate travel ban and asset freeze. Many in Belarus reject the official results in the election that gave Lukashenko his sixth term in office, and thousands have protested in the weeks following the vote. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.